When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there. Thanks so much for joining us for another bite-sized, short, sharp episode of the High Performance Podcast. This is just going to be a few minutes long, so just give us your time for 3 or 4 minutes and allow the lessons from someone else's life to impact, uplift, and help yours. Thank you so much to Lotus Cars for being part of the High Performance Podcast. Thanks so much to all of you for listening and supporting the pod. Let's get straight to it, because this lady was an absolute inspiration. She's achieved so much. And she'd be the first to admit she's achieved so much with the right mindset. This is a short snippet from the episode with the brilliant Dina Asher-Smith. When you're on the start line, Dina, do you have total belief that the next 10 seconds is going to go well, regardless of injuries and other bits and pieces? Because I'm a big believer in, what's the point in thinking it's not going to go well?
100%. That is something that I've been working on, I guess, as well over the past few years as well, because sometimes I'll get a bit nervous and I'd like, oh, what if I don't do this? What if I don't do that? And the more you think about the what ifs,
it's wasted energy.
You waste the energy and you make it, ironically, you make it more likely, because it's like a bit like manifestation, like if you believe you're going to do a good start, you have a higher chance of doing a good start.
I always say, if you believe you will, you might.
If you
believe you won't, you probably won't. And that's the, you know, at least give yourself a chance.
Exactly.
Right?
That's basically
life
it. Yeah.
Kicks us all when we're down anyway. Why would you do it to yourself?
Exactly. Like, there's 7 other people on the line that's trying to see me fail, so I might as well believe in myself.
Yes. Don't like, make I'm it the 8 only people one that's got against me. You, right?
Exactly. I'm the one that's got me. I need to at least believe in myself, because I know those other girls won't want you to be doing well. So, yeah.
Right, Damien, here's the thing, okay? Dina is one of the most talented athletes on the planet right now. So people might listen to that and think, well, of course she can be positive and she can have great manifestations about wonderful things happening to her because she's talented and she's brilliant and everyone loves her. What if people are listening to this and they're struggling for positivity? They're struggling to see the way forwards. How do they start to manifest good stuff?
Start looking in the direction you want to travel, Jake. I think that if you think about when you're going to crash your car into a wall, your instinct is you stare straight at the wall that you're about to crash into. Whereas when they teach racing drivers how to avoid a crash, they get them to look back on the track, look in the direction they want to travel rather than where it looks inevitably that they're going to reach. And Dina's point was the same thing. If you start thinking that you're going to have a bad start, inevitably you crash into that wall of a bad start. If you instead displace it with what you want to do instead, you give yourself a better chance of moving in that more positive direction.
And I know that when we talk about manifestation and positive thinking and believing good things are going to happen, of course there are the naysayers, there are the people who will listen to this and go, oh, shut up, you know, it's all about action, it's all right for you, your life's great, so of course you can think good things. I can't drive home to people listening to this, Damien, the importance of believing good stuff is going to happen. I know, because I've been there, that when you're focusing on the bad or you're anxious about the negative, for some reason it comes and finds you. When you just believe that things are going to be okay, it's amazing how much more often they are. And I know that it's not foolproof. Sometimes you can be the most positive person in the room and the stuff that you don't want will still come to your door. But I don't see, as we spoke about with Dina, I don't see one single minute, minuscule positive to think in negative. There just can't be one.
Exactly. I think 100% negative belief is pretty much guaranteed to give you 100% negative results. 100% positive belief at least gives you the opportunity that there might be something good that follows as a consequence from it. So it's almost like, why would you want to guarantee poor results from your own mindset when that's the one thing that you do control, you do have influence over?
And it does take practice and effort, by the way. I mean, I started this sort of journey towards positive manifestations a while back. And the way that it worked for me was that every time a negative thought came into my head, or I was critical of myself, and I'm not just talking about like, is a bad thing going to happen? It's even down to not thinking constructively about other people. You know, when I start to sort of think ill of others, or, you know, any sort of negativity that I'm putting out there, as soon as that started, what I did was I said, right, when that happens, I'm going to replace it with five positive thoughts or five good thoughts. And before you know it, you don't even think about the negative stuff. Your whole day is just filled with the positive. And because you're positive, positive people want to hang around with you. Those sort of negative naysayers find that you're not the kind of person for them because you don't fill their negative cup up. And your whole world, your whole outlook changes. And it is really, a really powerful exercise. So every time something negative comes, five positive things should replace it. What do you think?
I think it's a brilliant idea, Jake. I think it just the attitude of gratitude, just taking the time just to appreciate what you do have, what you are grateful for, what is going well in your life, is just a displacement activity that stops your brain dwelling on misfortune or setbacks or traumas or anything like that. There's research on this from a guy called Dr. John Gottman at Washington University that looked at relationships with couples. And what he found is that the best relationships have a ratio of five positive comments for every one negative comment in it, because people want to be around people that recognize their worth, what they're good at, what their qualities are. And I think we have to start by doing that to ourselves before we can try to do it to anyone else.
Really interesting stuff. Listen, I love doing these podcasts with you, and I just love the thought that even if we impact one person's life, it's brilliant. But we're getting hundreds of messages every single day from people saying that these high performance podcasts have genuinely changed the way that they see the world. So thank you so much for supporting Damien and I in this with this mission to make the world a better place. Damien, is that too trite to say?
No, I don't think it is. I think we're doing our best to do it. But, you know, above all, I think I love doing it with you. And I think that we're learning as well as much as anybody else. So if anyone else is coming with us on the journey, that's the exciting bit.
Brilliant. Listen, thank you so much, mate. Really appreciate your time. Thanks to all of you as well for following and supporting the High Performance Podcast. We will see you for another episode very soon. And if you've enjoyed this small bite-sized clip, please do feel free to go and check out the rest of the episodes that we've brought you in partnership with Lotus Cars, our founding partners. Thanks to everyone for their hard work on this episode. But most of all, thanks to you for coming on the journey with us. See you soon.